Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 January 2022, and we're in for a good broadcast tonight. We're going to bring up a guest about a half an hour. We're going to talk to Daniel Brigman, a new man of food, for about a half an hour. Then I'm going to share some news with you. I think you're going to be somewhat thrilled to hear, I hope, and maybe actually, maybe not in some way, maybe not so happy, but it's some good news, I think, anyway. Before I do that, of course, tomorrow being Thursday, hopefully I'll be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4. And our bad news is, Crystal will not be here again tomorrow. She's not feeling well. I know that last week her family was down, this week Crystal's down. So I'll do my best, and hopefully Marcia Jean will help me some tomorrow too, take phone calls, take orders. We'll get them out to you, folks. I know some of y'all been expecting some things, but Crystal wasn't here last week because of sickness. And again, tomorrow, the same thing. And besides that, it's supposed to get really nasty again tomorrow, weather-wise here. It's raining outside now. It's supposed to turn to snow. So it's going to get nasty on the road tomorrow. But she's not feeling well, and I told her to stay home. Hopefully she'll be here, maybe feeling older Friday or next week for sure. But so bear with me tomorrow, folks, as I try to take your phone calls, and Marcia maybe tries to help a little bit. If you have any questions or orders you want to place, we'll take them. And I promise you, we'll get them out to you as soon as possible. And I mean that. Just bear with us, please. We're doing the best we can without Crystal being my right-hand man, so to speak. He's kind of missing the office here, but we'll do our best. And we're offering the packet I've been talking about now for a while, folks. 80-some pages of information. Solid information on what the coronavirus is, why they're hyping it up, and why they're killing people with it all over the world. Now, folks, the proof is all going to be there. You learn about the Georgia Guidestones and the Ten Commandments of the Georgia Guidestones and why Klaus Schwab, the head of WEF, World Economic Forum, wants to use the Guidestones as their way to take care of the world. They want to reduce the population of the world from 8 billion down to 500 million. And folks, this vaccine nonsense is a huge part of that. You'll have that in your material tomorrow. Also, again, I share this because it's vitally important. This is not new news. It's been out for years, but most people don't know about it. Rudolf Steiner, back in 1917, said he could foresee a time when they brought a vaccine forth that would drive all inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls. This does do that also. Along with this packet of paper, we're going to send you a DVD I taught about a month ago, three weeks ago, on defiling the temple, that's your body, with the Holy Spirit living in it. You're going to see on video exactly how this jab takes the name of God, our Creator, out of your DNA. The name is Yahweh in our DNA. That's his Hebrew name. It takes it out, and it shows you how it does it. It does replace it with another sequence, another code. I don't know what that code is. No one said about what that code was. But please keep in mind when I tell you this, I'm not saying this is the mark of the beast, but folks, it's a close toilet. I'm not going to touch it. It takes up the name of your creator and replaces with something else. And the three ways to take the mark in the Bible, in Revelation 13, is with a chip in the right hand and forehead, and the number or his name. Take his number or his name. How do I know they're not taking out that sequence of your DNA, replacing with another number, perhaps a number of the beast, 666, or the name of Satan? How do I know that? I don't know that, but I'm not taking it. And the lesson ties in with the material we'll see in you to share with your friends. Now, folks, we ask a donation of $25, $30, whatever you can afford. If you can't afford anything on this, you call tomorrow and let us know. I can't afford it. Please send it, and I'll send it. I will. But remember, we'll keep the lights on here, folks, because we got to pay the radio stations. Got to try to get the help, something, and try to keep this thing going. The expenses don't end. They don't. But if you want it, you call tomorrow. You can pay for the credit card, debit card, or get our address if you like and write a check. But you call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, it will save us some money, folks, if you'll call at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'll dial the same number. And I look forward to hearing from you. I really mean that. And don't forget also, we're looking for a place for an 80-year-old gentleman named Jacob. Jacob is not totally immobile yet. He has an electric wheelchair. He does get money coming in, so he's not destitute. But he needs to find a place to live. He's looking for somebody that maybe another gentleman that's a little more able-bodied that he can move in with and help pay the rent and take care of some things. If you're out there looking for somebody to be a roommate, a Christian brother that understands what's happening in the world, 80-year-old gentleman, you call me, and I'll get you in touch with Jacob. Jacob will want to talk to you. He's got to find a place to go before the end of the month. So if you would like to find space in your home, have somebody come live with you for the space if you're living alone, somebody share your thoughts with, pray with, fellowship with, well, you call me tomorrow in the office, and we'll see what can hook you up with Jacob, okay? Now, our guest tonight for the first half hour, then he has to go. He has a company coming. We're going to talk to Daniel Brigman with Numana Foods. Daniel's been on the radio in the past. He's done a lot of programs. He works with a company. He's head of a company called Numana Food that makes a completely non-GMO, all-natural food food that you can store that will last for years. And, folks, with what's coming down the pike, you're going to wish you did. Even the food doesn't come up short, and there aren't shortages, which there are. We're going to share with you in a minute. There are shortages on the food. The prices are going out of sight. Now, that's a fact. The price of food is going through the roof. And Daniel Brigman, are you there?
I am here, buddy. I'm here with bells on, and always excited to be with you and your audience. And it's just great to be with you.
Well, man, it's good to have you. It don't get to happen, but maybe once a month when I can catch you. You know, you're kind of a hard man to get hold of. You're like nailing Jell-O to the wall. You know that.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. We'll just go with it. But I'm
okay.
Happy to be here with you, Pat.
Well, it's good to have you. It really is. And I know you're busy, gentlemen. I know you are. And I appreciate that. And by the way, folks, Daniel does help with the airtime here. And it's important that we appreciate him doing this. But if his business was not what he says it was, I wouldn't have him as a sponsor. He is who he says he is. His food is excellent, and it's good for you. You'll not buy food most of the time anywhere near the quality of what you get from Daniel Brigman, Numana Food, in any grocery store. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. And Daniel, before we get started on a lot of things, you and I both know that food prices are going through the roof. You know that.
I know it probably better than most. Yes, I do.
Well, you know, I'm watching in our little area here, and I have my own beef, and I shot a couple deer this year. I have fresh meat all the time. You know, I get some fresh beef and fresh deer meat. But hamburger at a Family Dollar store, which is not the best hamburger in the world, is over $8 a pound. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do believe that. You know, we have in the food stores, we don't deal with fresh. If we put meat in things, we use
I know that. Yes,
stores.
Yes.
So to give you guys a little bit of understanding. You know, and I think I told this last time I was on, but just to reiterate for those who weren't listening, what have you. Our supplier of beef, they came to us at one point and they said, okay, in the future, I don't know when, we can't guarantee, here's what they told us. I mean, think about trying to run a business and this is what your supplier tells you. We cannot guarantee price, we cannot guarantee the quantity that we'll have, and we cannot guarantee delivery times for beef. That's what they told us. Wow. Think about trying to run a business when that's what your supplier tells you. Then it wasn't long after that, they came to us on a Friday and they said, okay, the beginning of next week, your beef from us, your freeze-dried beef that you get from us, will be 40% more. Just like that. Snap of a finger.
40%.
40%. Boom. Like that wholesale. And that's not a retail price either. So if you understand, you know, you understand business, that's the retail price. So that's kind of the environment that we're in. And I've told everybody who will listen, who want, you know, obviously I'm in the food source business. And so some people take this as a sales pitch. Whatever, take it however you want. If you're smart, I think you take it as somebody who's on the ground here at the wholesale level at the supply chain and can see this. The supply chain is way thinner than it used to be. So the obvious comeback I get, well, why don't you just find another supplier? And my reply to them is, great, please find me one. Just go ahead. Please find me one. I would like that. That would be fantastic. Underneath the retail level, when you shop at the retail, you don't see everything that goes on, the supply chains, the different connections, and the intricate web. I don't know what word you want to use. I mean, that's not a very good word, but imagine a spider's web. Well, there's not many links left on that web that hold this whole thing together that you don't see on the surface. When you see toilet paper going out, you know, sometimes that seems like the first thing that we see for shortages. Well, that's a sign, usually, that something is very wrong. And it's not just about toilet paper. And so then you start to see other things. And so our whole environment, news story last week, major story out of Shanghai, the biggest shipping area in the world is out of Shanghai. Most shipping in the world leaves Shanghai. Well, the port closed for, I don't know how many days it was, the port closed because of, there was a lot of sickness in other ports in China. It was pushed to Shanghai. They had their own sickness. The port closed. So, we're just in unprecedented times. I've never seen it. The man has been open for 10 years, doing business 10 years. It's hard for a business to last 10 years.
Yes, it is.
And it's hard to last when suppliers are telling you things like we're hearing. Sometimes because we have organic options. We have organic options, non-GMO options, you know, a variety of different options. So some of these ingredients are real specific. Well, we used to have three or four suppliers to get, you know, I don't know, the organic shell for pasta primavera or the non-GMO organic shell. Okay, we used to have three or four suppliers. So if one was out, whatever, no problem, no big deal. Who cares? It's not a big deal. We'll just deal with it. They'll come back online. Not a problem. Well, we might have two suppliers now. Or in some cases, some of these ingredients, we might have one. And then every once in a while, maybe another supplier can fill the gap or whatever. Maybe we have one and a half. This is the reality of the business. I mean, this is the reality. Now, this is just this. What we're telling you should... You should think, oh, this is about Numana Foods. No, you shouldn't think it's just about Numana Foods. We are a wholesale business. We sell retail, but we deal in the wholesale level. You should look at this, I think, I would, as a kind of a sneak peek, as a snapshot of what's going on in the whole supply chain and the whole food industry. And I can tell you from everything I've seen, I'm very concerned. But, you know, I've been concerned for a while, and I've talked about shortage, and I talked about, you know, it's been 6 months, I've talked about prices. I warned and warned and warned about prices, and people kept telling me, oh, you're just trying to sell food. Okay, yeah, I am trying to sell. Of course, that's our business. We are trying to help people and try to supply and make people independent. That's our business. But I'm also telling you the truth. And here we are 6 months, a year later, whatever, and now ground beef is $8. Well, I can tell you this right now, that's just the beginning of what it'll be. $8 a pound, that is just, you mark my words, that is just the beginning of what that ground beef will cost.
Well, Daniel, yeah, I know you've been told, you told us about the one supplier said it's going to go up 40%. What other areas are you seeing this, have you been told this in? What are you seeing happening more behind the scenes than most people who don't are not in the food business? What are you seeing besides that?
Meat is the biggest. So that was beef. So chicken is not quite as bad as beef. But meat is the biggest for sure. The packing, the milk, and then it's specific things, it's like random things. It's like some of it doesn't even, you can't even predict that. You know, I can't even give you a direct answer. Some of it's like, oh, this week there's a problem with this. Next month it's a problem. Oh, now you can't get this. Oh, it's like, oh, geez. It's like, if it's not one thing, it's another kind of thing. Does that make sense? I'm not avoiding your question.
Yeah, it does make sense because I see that every day. I mean, now we have grocery store shelves are empty, and they said because of the new coronavirus, Omicron, which we know that may be partially true, but not all of it for sure. But the stocks, I don't mean the stocks on the shelf. I mean the stock price of these grocery stores are actually going down on the market. Albertsons, Kroger's, and Walmart are losing value in their stocks because they can't supply the food they used to. And now they're getting so desperate now that, I didn't know this until just today, but you remember the, bill they just passed and signed, the infrastructure bill that just went through the Congress and Senate here about a month or so ago? Well, it had a section in it, I didn't know about this, that allows them to hire teenagers, 18 years and old and up, to drive trucks because they can't find enough drivers to haul the supplies, so they're going to let teenagers start driving the trucks.
That is one of the most fascinating and horrifying, if people really understand, I'm just barely starting to understand and grasp the magnitude of this. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a restaurant about around where we live, and it used to be open to 9 o'clock. You know, it opened at whatever 10, and opened and closed at 9 p.m. 9 or 10. I don't even remember. Now the restaurant closes at 4, and you talk to the owner and say, "Well, I work from 10 to 4. I can't work 10 to 10 every day or 10 to 9, so I can't find any help." And I did. One guy said, "I did have my cousin working for me, but he couldn't stay sober, so we had to fire him." But he can't find anybody to replace it. Ladies and gentlemen, understand what that means. You know, it's not just our economy never hits the brick wall. It's so big, it's so massive. There's so many moving parts to it. It's little paper cuts. It's 1,000 paper cuts that slow it down, and it grinds to a halt or grinds down. So it's been 18 months now that we've seen things like this, and every segment of the industry builders, what have you, that I've talked to, separate from food, they're all telling me they're expecting shortages to be worse this year because it takes time. All this is. You know, and at the same token, it doesn't snap back either at the snap of a finger. So,
No, it doesn't.
So I just implore you to just, look, if you buy the Man of Foods, we have a coupon, Pastor Butch at checkout, Pastor Butch, all one word. You get a big discount on food storage. We have water filters, and the like. We have seeds, on non-GMO heirloom seeds that you can have in stores. It's a great thing. You don't know how much they'll be worth. Even if you don't buy from Numana, when you go to the grocery store, start buying a little extra. Start doing do something, because this is real. And what is it going to mean for you? It's hard for me to say that. You're going to have to decide that for yourself, and you're also going to have to decide what you're going to do about it. But you're going to have to decide.
So... It just give it plain out in your terms. What do you foresee the next move being? What should be? And we know people need to stock up, but what do you see coming over the next month or two, as far as food supplies go and prices?
A month or two is really short. That's hard to say. And, you know, as soon as I say that, you know, next week things will skyrocket. We're at a point, and this is no BS, but I'm not BSing you, Pastor. I don't think.
I know you're not. I know you're not. I know you're not.
It's to a point that the rubber band is stretched so thin that, you know, next week one part could just snap, and it's hard for me to predict that. The supply chain across the board, you have one of the first indicators is the third world. So when you see America, you know, you're not seeing toilet paper at the store or whatever, or meat, or sometimes meat's less. Or if you've seen, I know at Walmart's, have you seen the produce where the lettuce and stuff is almost wiped out, and they say it's because of a recall and supply chain? I mean, they put a sign up. I don't know, the Walmart I was at, they put a sign up saying that. So when you see that, the third world is starving, literally. They're the bottom of the barrel on the supply chain. So when they're starving, and you are still seeing shortages, anything's possible. And I mean that. And things from toilet paper to meat, it's always meat for me. Meat and things like that has always been foremost in my mind. If you don't have a freezer, if you're able to get a freezer and put meat in it, that's what I would do. And another thing, I would buy, you know, Walmart. I hate Walmart, but, you know, there's a lot of good things about Walmart, too. They do have organic meat. I would buy organic meat. I would buy, you know, wild meat if you can get wild meat like Pastor Butch. I don't want to. Now that's a whole other story. I'd be very suspicious of. I'd buy the highest quality meat I could. That is what I'm trying to say. And I'd.
Hey man, I agree with that. And did you see any shortages on anything else coming? I mean, like produce or other things.
Yeah,
I know
all
that.
Of it. I mean, I'm not trying to avoid your question. It's like all of it.
Oh, I know you're not. I know you're not.
It's like I'm not avoiding a question, and I can't even answer your question. If that makes sense.
Well, you know, I do radio shows three times a week with Melody Sears from Discount Gold and Silver, and she sponsors our shortwave barrier of hugs right now. If you listen on 6115, it's called Melody Sears from Pays for It. You need to give her a call at 800-375-4188. Check on what you can do for you, help her prepare for the future with some financial backing that is worth something. But nonetheless, I co-host the broadcast, so I have to look up a lot of news areas on different situations, maybe financial and other things, but also I've been looking a lot into the food situation. And it's not just here, it's all over the world. But we in America are the first time ever, I guess, in my lifetime, that I can remember having trouble finding things to store. They're just not there, and the price is going through the roof. And now we see truckers out of Canada. Cannot come into America and go back in Canada so they have a card or proof that they don't have COVID, and America won't let our truckers go into Canada, and it's another way of shutting down the supply chain, and it's working very well. I mean, it's working very well. I went to two stores here, and I just live in a small town. We have what's called a Go Mart, which is like a little gas station food store. I went in there, no bread. Went to Family Dollar, no bread. I went to town, had to run to town anyway, Summersville, which is not that far away, 20 minutes. Went in store, and the bread shelves were not the kind I buy. They had some left, not very much of it. So I'm seeing with my own eyeballs shortages in this little area in West Virginia. I'm seeing this, folks. So I would urge you to give Daniel a call. Call Numata. Mention my name and save some money. But please, if you can buy $50 worth, $1,000 worth, get what you can. While you can still get it. Daniel, do you see any time coming in the very near future where maybe you can't get your supplies you need?
It keeps me up at night. And I don't know when the only way you can prepare for it is just to get more stock. And fortunately, we do have a good little bit of stock. Not a ton. We do have a little bit of stock. We have kind of prepared for it that way. But we haven't even prepared that as much as we'd like because everything's slow. It's like, I mean, it's hard for. I'm telling y'all the truth. Like, we go to get orders. Like, oh, now we can't get the non-GMO noodle this week. Well, when are we gonna get it? Well, I don't know. We got the whatever. And next week it's we can't get the spice that we got from this one spot or what? I mean, really. And so our through this time, we have wanted to really stock up supplies. So we have a good supply. We have some supplies. We have a decent amount. You know, we're not there or anything. But we could not have gotten where we wanted to get because of all this little maze and this three-card Monty of food supplies that we've been dealing with. Honestly, and we're right at the wholesale level, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, please call them. The number to call, by the way, is 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. The website is Numanna, NUMANNA.com. Numanna.com. But you call that toll-free number, and if you get $50 left in the budget this month, get you a bucket of food. Get what you can. 888-597-0775. You know, Daniel, several years ago I was stocked up on store food, and I still got some left. And you know what I'm doing? I'm eating on some now. I am. I thought, well, see, if it's still good. It's getting up in years. I open up a can, it's still good. Marsha opens the can up. She puts it in another airtight container, store it in the kitchen. Maybe it's onion powder or beans or what it may be. She opens up the can, puts it in another airtight container. She gets out it when she's ready for it. It's food we stored up when it's probably a third of the price or a fourth of the price it is now. And I'm so thankful I did that because it's handy to have. And I've given some to family and friends who were kind of hurting financially. I give them some food to take home and eat, some cereals and different things. And they're tickled pink to get it. That's what it's all about, folks. It's not just about me and you. It's about family, okay, and neighbors sometimes. 888-597-0775. You heard it from a man that deals in food who's telling you the food is getting scarce and it's getting expensive. Daniel Delm, at the last minute and a half, so what do you want to say to him?
You know, I'm all about independence. I'm all about freedom. I'm all about empowering us. So this is some of the most important things. So you call us, see what you can do. We can work something out, whatever. If you don't get it from us, get it from something. Hey, if you're going to go buy tuna fish, just instead of two cans, buy four cans or whatever when you go to the grocery store. Take advantage of it now. This is real. And, you know, Pastor said something really important. When he bought food storage years ago, it's probably cost him a quarter or a third of what it costs today. So he just made money with not even realizing it. This is a no-lose investment. It's a no-lose investment. You buy car insurance, if you don't get in a wreck, you just burned your money. With this, you can't lose. And so, we're proud to answer any questions. We're proud to be involved with your show, if we can use that word. And, it's just, ladies and gentlemen, we're all in this together. There's so many facets to this. There's such an attack. And, we love you. We believe in you. And proud to be involved with you, Pastor.
Thank you, Daniel. And don't get that commercial, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Don't get it. Have a great time with your family, and I'll talk to you again soon.
God bless you, young man.
All right, you too. Folks, back at the break, though, some other news we need to share with you. It's very important. Do not go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numanna Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back. We just got fun with Daniel Brigman and the Man of Foods, and I hope you will call them and take this seriously. Please, 888-597-0775. Now, I have some news I want to share with you. I want to play a clip for you in a minute, too, from Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Britain. But before we get to that, we are seeing things really, really heat up between Russia, Ukraine, U.S., and NATO. Now, please, I used to say I pray I'm wrong, but I don't say that any longer. I pray our Father's will be done. There is a very, very good chance that we're going to go into a shooting war with Russia. As a matter of fact, there's already a shooting war in the air. Some of the Russian fighters and our fighters have fired back and forth each other already on the border of Ukraine. Now, I'm telling the truth. Look it up for yourself. But I'm looking for some ground war breaking out sometime very soon. Russia could invade Ukraine. And, of course, NATO, U.S., of course, being part of that, says we will intercede on Ukraine's behalf. Folks, I wouldn't trust America to intercede on anybody's behalf because they run from all the battles eventually anyway. They run from Vietnam. That cut me open. I just left Afghanistan a couple months ago and left people stranded there. So don't trust them. I hope our allies don't trust us for good morning. But nonetheless, things are heating up. And if we grow to a ground war, who knows what that could spread into? But folks, believe me, this will affect you here at home no matter what happens. Russia is withdrawing its diplomats from Kyiv. They pull them out. They're taking them home. They don't want their diplomats any longer in Ukraine, which is a sign normally of that war is imminent. I know that doesn't sound nice, but it is what it is. And now Russia is expelling our diplomats from Moscow. And then they said, take your rainbow flags with you. God bless them for that. I would to God we have Putin's president right now take care of the queers in our country. But nonetheless, it is what it is. No, I don't apologize for that. You do whatever you say, whatever you want to say, do what you want to do. These men are sexual perverts. These women are sexual perverts. These cross-dressing transgender trash are perverts. You don't have to like it. I don't really care. Turn the radio off. Go suck your thumb. I don't care. At least Russia has that much right, and that's probably why she's going to be used to judge America. Oh, yes, Russia is going to judge America. Oh, yeah, it's in the Bible. It's true. So Russia expels our diplomats. They're pulling their diplomats out of Ukraine. And White House said, according to Jean Psaki, if you can trust that red-headed woman, said the invasion of Ukraine is imminent. She warns that this it's an extremely dangerous situation at the border. And they're trying to, Blinken Secretary of State Blinken is going to meet with the president of Ukraine today. What happened to that, I don't know. But it's not looking good at all. And now Russia has given U.S. and NATO 48 hours to respond to treaty initiative. In other words, they want a treaty signed that the NATO will not take the Ukraine as part of NATO. And if they do, there's going to be trouble. They give them 48 hours. And we have ships, more ships, I should say, actually, on the way to that area. And now, of course, it's not going to be, they're not going to make it in 48 hours, but they're on the way. And we'll have to see what happens with this, because I think maybe, perhaps, we're days away from a confrontation with Russia over Ukraine. And only God knows what that holds for us. Folks, we're not talking about going in a little tin pan nation somewhere that has an army about 500 and an air force of one plane and one ship. No. We're talking about a nation, a superpower. We're talking about a nation that quite probably could clean our plow if they wanted to. And you know, if China and Russia join together, we haven't got a snowball's chance. And you know that. This is happening as we speak right now. We're watching everything. We should be watching other things, folks. We're watching the COVID hoax. We're watching all this nonsense going on. We're watching all this happening. We're being sidetracked, and we're being deceived. We're watching the right hand with the left hand doing all the work. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes we don't know. But we're so busy today just trying to pay the bills, make a living, and keep somewhat of a normal atmosphere in our world around us. While they're destroying the world all over the world, there's wars and rumors of wars everywhere. People are in unrest. People are rioting. In Australia, they're burning government buildings. And sometime, probably within the next week and a half, we're going to have a lady on from Australia to help us get some news to you right straight, firsthand from Melbourne, Australia. These things are happening right now, and we could be at war with Russia any day now. Do you think that could affect us at all here in this country? Do you think that Russia and the United States tangling together could not lead to something really huge? And if one side starts losing, what do you think they'll go to next? Let these thoughts sink in, folks. This is for real. This is happening right now. As you go crawl in your nice warm bed tonight, behind the scenes, things are happening that we have no idea about. And don't you think for one, the CIA is not instigating the riots and fighting in Ukraine? Yeah, the protests in Ukraine are stopped. The cars are stopping along their trails, and they're getting machine guns out of the trunks of cars. Wonder who's supplying those to the protesters? Same ones who supplied the bricks to the BLM in the streets of America. The same bunch caused the unrest. The CIA. Of course, the Mossad's involved in it. They're causing unrest because they want, for whatever reason, they want to cause destabilization of nations. Folks, the United States has not worn the white hat longer than I've been alive, longer than my dad was alive. The United States has not been the white hat guy, not for a long, long, long time. And from the top to bottom, we're corrupt. From the top to the bottom to top, government-wise, we're corrupt, we're controlled, we've been deceived, played like a fool, and now they're going to take us into another war. All I can say is, folks, it's happening. You can think what you want and do what you want, but it's happening. Before we get on the next topic, let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes.
If you listen to what I want to call our modern-day prophets, our Dimitri Diedemann and Henry Groover, and that lady from that little town that warned people, this will be fast. We will be completely destroyed.
Right.
America will be destroyed.
That's
the
right.
Children of God will be all right. Because if you keep listening to Henry Groover, he talks about how God showed him he would protect his people through this. Not take us away, but protect us through it. But on our warnings, I mean, we've had warning after warning. If we read our Bible, we'll see what the consequences are of our actions.
Amen.
So we cannot stop this. It's unstoppable. I just wanted to catch up a little bit on the Tonga volcano. That thing was bigger than five Hiroshimas when it exploded, the force of it. The biggest thing, biggest explosion in 100 years. That was another one of God's warning. This is what I can do.
And the island no longer exists, really, so that's sad,
yeah,
but it's true. It's true.
There's two islands that are gone.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. This is what I can do. It came out of nowhere. They weren't expecting it at all. It just, boom, gone.
God is not mocked. We reap what we sow. You know that.
Yeah. He doesn't need anybody else to do it for him.
Amen.
He decides he's going to do it. It's going to be done.
It's be done.
And he's told us it's going to be done.
You read all through the scriptures, folks. End time Babylon, that's us, suffers a great ending.
That's right. That's us. So we just have to stick with him.
Amen. All right.
Praise
Thanks for calling
again. Listen to him. If God tells you to go somewhere else, go.
Amen.
Don't argue. Don't say, well, now, go.
As my dad used to tell me, you don't have to understand why, boy, just listen. Okay. All right, good call, Jan. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good call. I hate to jump. I'm running out of time. Got some more things we want to cover. And we'll get the rest of you, man, I promise. Get to Dino and all of you, but I want to do a couple things first, if you don't mind. Dino, so hang in there, please. Minnesota is now offering families, gift cards to families of $200 each for every child in their home between ages 5 and 11 who will get vaccinated. Minnesota is going to give every parent $200 per child if they would talk them into taking the jab. That's America today. Now, I'm going to cover some more stories. I'll get back to phone calls, I promise. Japan finally comes to a sit in census and dropped all vaccine mandates and requires myocarditis warnings on the labels of the vaccines. They're not going to force the vaccine, no more mandates. And they've warned the people with a warning on the vaccines, you take them at your own risk. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you now from Doris Johnson. Well, what can I say? Boris Johnson from Britain, of course, and what he's doing now. He was caught partying, so to speak, without mask, and some people are asking for his resignation. I'd say they had a great part in this move that he's making right now to drop all the mandates all over England. Please play that, Todd.
This morning, the Cabinet concluded that because of the extraordinary booster campaign, together with the way the public have responded to the Plan B measures, we can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations to expire. Yeah. As a result, from the start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end. Yeah. Organisations can, of course, choose to use the NHS COVID pass voluntarily, but we will end the compulsory use of COVID status certification in England.
Yeah.
From now on, the government is no longer asking people to work from home.
Yeah.
And people should now speak to their employers about arrangements for returning to the office. And having looked at the data carefully, the Cabinet concluded that once regulations lapse, the government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anyway. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, from tomorrow, we will no longer require face masks in classrooms, and the Department for Education will shortly remove national guidance on their use in communal areas. In the country at large, we will continue to suggest the use of face coverings in enclosed or crowded spaces, particularly when you come into contact with people you don't normally meet, but we will trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalise anyone who chooses not to wear one. The government will also ease restrictions further on visits to care homes, and my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, will set out plans in the coming days.
All right, you heard that. Japan no longer mandated, and for whatever reason, Johnson said no longer be mandated in England. Yeah, some things are starting to turn around, which can be a little bit scary if you think about it. That means the other side has to do something to scare us back into the box. War with Russia, maybe? Another planned endemic? I don't know. Dino, Wisconsin, come on in, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling you back. I just have one quick question, and I have three or four comments. Who was the lady that used to be on before Dan Brigham took over?
Joyce Riley.
Oh, yeah. Joyce Riley. I used to listen to her for the last 15, 20 years. And she died early, unfortunately, right? She didn't.
Yes, she did.
Wasn't that old.
Yeah, she's about the same age
That's
I am,
sad.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Good for her, because down the road, I'm going to send you books, some verses in the Bible, 150 verses, friend, that tell us how to eat properly. Have you heard of the verses?
Oh, yes. I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes. I think I have.
I did a listen. I'm going to send them to you.
Okay.
And then three more comments. I talked to Jerry Bear last week at his office, and I did get your third edition wisdom book, and he has an introduction in their books that is really good. Your third book, friend, I'm going to get some more of them and hand them out.
Well, thank
your
you.
Your three edition on wisdom, friend. I've read hundreds of books, and those three books, friend, are in the top 10 that I have read, all based on Scripture.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. And now the NATO, N-A-T-O, is a North American treaty organization, correct?
Right.
It's not a treaty. No. This thing is doing more to promote the war, friend. And yes, you were in Vietnam, but I have three friends that I went to high school with that were killed over there when I was about 20 years old, and now I'm 72. We are about the same age, you know that, right?
Yes, yes.
And now, two more comments. You know Revelation 16:16, right? Armageddon?
Right.
Yeah, that's probably could be termed World War III. And about a month ago, this is really pathetic and evil, friend. You know, you remember the Barbie dolls?
Yes. Yes.
Well, get this. I saw an ad. It was on the internet in one or two towns, maybe 10 towns somewhere in this country. When they sell the Barbie doll, they're also promoting the vaccination with the doll, friend.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yes, I saw that.
You saw that.
Yes, yes.
That is probably the lowest of anything to go that far. No, I never had a teddy bear in my life, friend, and my sister and my friend, my female friends, we never had Barbie dolls, but now it's all been redefined because they're brainwashing kids. Yeah, I'll let you go, friend, but we need to become
Amen.
bloodwashed by Christ instead of becoming brainwashed by Antichrist.
Amen. Good call, yeah, Dino. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Bye-bye. Okay. And folks, I want to wrap up one more article very briefly here. It's very important. And I know this sounds ridiculous. It sounds like it can't happen. But folks, it's happening. If you heard the program, our teaching last week, and you heard me read and share with you that my mind's going to blank on the newspaper that is promoting pedophilia as being natural. Well, in the USA Today column, this is USA Today, folks, a column calls for California to abolish parenthood. Now, I'm not making this up. This is documented fact. A recent column in USA Today calls for the state of California to abolish parenthood, putting the government in charge of child rearing statewide in the name of equity. And the op-ed titled California Should Abolish Parenthood in the Name of Equity, Zocalo Public Square editor Joe Matthews argued that for the state to enshrine in equity as its highest value, parents should be stripped of their power over their children. That's what it says. Fathers and mothers with greater wealth and education are more likely to transfer these advantages to the children, compounding privilege over generations, Matthews wrote in a column published Thursday. As a result, children of less advantaged parents face an uphill struggle, social mobility has stalled, and democracy has been corrupted. More Californians are abandoning the dream. A recent Public Policy Institute of California poll found declining belief in the notion that you can get ahead through hard work. Matthew's communist solution, make raising children, pay attention folks, this is in USA Today, make raising your own children illegal, and have the government force rich families to raise poor children, and poor families to raise rich children. My solution, making raising your own children illegal, is simple. And while we wait for the legislation to pass, we can act now. The rich and the poor should trade kids, and homeowners might swap children with their homeless neighbors. This is the damnable insanity that's taken over this country. Deuteronomy 28:28, he said, I'll smite them with madness. Folks, our nation gets more insane every day because it's more full of sin, decadence, and immorality every day. When you have a nation that Ronald Reagan used to call the evil empire, kick out American ambassador and tell them to take the sodomite flag home with you. Take the perverted, take that rag you call a gay flag. Take a piece of trash of our nation with you back to your perverted sick society you call America. And you think America's not going to be judged? Do you really believe that America's not going to be judged, my friends? We are the most damnably sick nation on the face of the world now. We have financed the destruction of nation after nation with our taxpayers' dollars and the printing press. We call the Fed, the Federal Reserve. We financed it. We did it on purpose. We've public educated children right into hell. And parents go to church and say, oh, how I love Jesus, but I won't do a thing for him. We won't stand up for our children. We'll sell them out in Minnesota for $200 for a gift card to get the vaccine. We won't stand and preserve their moral compass by taking them out of the public hell holes we call schools. Now, don't tell me how much you love your child. If you love your child, they're not in public schools. It's about as clear as I can put that. Well, I can't do anything else. Oh, yes, you can. Homeschool. I don't care if you got to sell your car, your property to get somebody to give them in a homeschooling situation, do it. They're sold more important than your material goods. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not pulling more punches. I'm not playing games. This is too serious. Our nation's going to hell. Now in California, they want to take away the power of parents to raise your children the way they see fit. Let the state take care of them. Well, why not? They've done it for years in the school system. Why should we trust them to do that? We trust them for Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps. Why should we trust to take care of our children? Well, that mean they own their land already. You don't pay your rent to the state once a year. They take your land, take your home. Yeah, folks, we are slaves in a nation that our founding fathers were afraid this would happen in. We are pure slaves, and we're slaved mentally and spiritually above everything else. We have spiritually allowed our nation, our wicked rulers, to strip us of our moral values. We're spiritually cowards. We're decadent ourselves. We're apathetic, ignorant fools when it comes to the truth anymore. I am telling you the truth and made you mad, and I really don't care you get over it or die that way, is all I can say. We live in a hellish place because we have let it become hellish. I said we, you and I, the churches, the church members, the pastors. I guarantee you, folks, that there's another pastor in the state of West Virginia that I know of that takes time with Bible study to show them what's happening in the world with current events and issues and show them by the Bible how this ties into Scripture. I know of no other preacher in the country that does that. I know I'm wrong. There's probably a few of them out there. But do you know any of the pastors in the country where you live, in the area you live, that takes time every time they have church to do an hour's worth of current event study and show them Scripture being fulfilled? Do you know if anybody does that? If you do, I'd like to meet them. I love this. Meet them on this by the phone and nothing else, and thank them for doing it. How many other pastors you know that carry a gun on their hip behind the pulpits when they're teaching or preaching? How many you know of? They don't care what the people think. They're going to obey their Lord. Christ said to his disciples, of which I am one, in Luke 22:36, to sell your coat and buy a sword. I'm a disciple of Christ. I carry a sword. Oh, preacher, well, you know, no, whatever you want to think is fine with me. I don't think God's going to allow us to weasel out of it because, well, man wouldn't let me do that. Well, because we have let man kowtow us and scare us back into our little whiny cages, our little space in the world where we feel safe, we've lost our country. We've lost our children's future. We've lost the souls of our children and children's children because of the cowardice of the church in America today and the apathy, the indifference of the people. Johnson just canceled the mandates in England because he was caught himself. Japan come to their senses finally and said, we're not going to mandate here any longer. What's going to happen in America? I don't know. I just know America is going to be judged. America is being judged. We have been being judged for many, many decades now. And God judges evil, folks, with calamity. The word calamity means evil. He judges evil with evil. He sends people that hate us to rule over us. He sends people that will destroy us to destroy us because America turned her back on him. He has withdrawn this hand of protection from America and from our children's and our children's future. Oh, yeah, folks, I told you the truth. You're not going to like it. I know you're not. You're probably getting mad at me already. If you are, you are. I can't help it. It is the truth. Now, I'll be an office tomorrow, like I said, from 9 to 4. And hopefully Marsha will be able to help me some in answering the phones. Chris will not be here, and I'm so sorry, folks. Bear with us. I promise you'll get your orders as soon as possible. I promise. Don't lose faith in us. I promise you will. If you want to call and talk tomorrow and share any comments, ask any questions, you call me tomorrow. If you want to learn about salvation, what true salvation really is, not the feel-good part, walk up and shake the preacher's hand and say, I'm saved. No, what salvation really is. Give me a call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. See you in office tomorrow. Have a great night. Good night. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.